Bathsheba smiles. She smiles and veins turn to ice. She smiles and heads bow down. She works the room. Her kisses every victim twice. She spreads her joy. Close your eyes to see miracles. Do you raise your face to kiss angels? Do you float on air to hear oracles? Bathsheba smiles, smiles. Bathsheba smiles, smiles. No doubt can cross her mind. Cross her mind.
There's one inside of you too. fighting the deceit and lies. I've got lips like sugar, lips like sugar. Pressing his head to my temple, his head was a temple. I said, you've got lips like sugar, daddy, lips like sugar. Don't take me for a fool, there's a woman inside of me, there's one inside of you too, and she don't always do pretty things.
I don't mean to be so insolent, but you know it's 'cause I love you. Sometimes I'm
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I'm not
gather, throw a fist.
Flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice, he's just got to find another place to play.
Looking for a friend, a little trouble maker. welcome Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Take it easy. conquistar, depois que esse trem começa a andar, andar, deixando pelo chão os ratos mortos na praça. Do mercado. Quero estar onde estão os sonhos desse hotel, muito além do céu. Nada a temer, nada a combinar, na hora de achar o meu lugar no trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na praça. Minha casa. Não precisa ir muito além dessa estrada. Os ratos não sabem morrer na calçada. É hora de você achar o trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Sua casa. Quero estar onde estão os sonhos desse hotel, muito além do céu. Nada a temer, nada a combinar, na hora de achar o meu lugar no trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Minha casa. Não precisa ir muito além dessa estrada. Os ratos não sabem. Você achar o trem e não sentir pavor dos ratos soltos na casa. Sua casa.